idiot!" he grumbled furiously to himself. And then he was up and running again, no less blindly. For the ants were through the gap almost as quickly, and piling up against one another in their attempts to follow him down the gully. He kept on, not bothering after that one glance over his shoulder to check their progress. He followed that gully until it came to a dead end and leaped over the obstruction. He followed another gully a while, leapt again, leapt some more, ran. At last he reached the killing area, where he could achieve full speed. Ahead of him, the last of the others were already clearing the walls of the fort into safety. Behind and above him, the ants were boiling into sight over the top of the ridge and down the long, smooth runway to the bunker. Felix ran like hell to beat them to it. 20 last steps away, he noticed one of the gunners pointing a cannon just over his head at the ants he knew were just behind him. The gunner looked too damn ditchy. He pointed a shaking finger at the figure above him. "Hold your fucking fire!" he screamed at the top of his lungs. The gunner's hands jerked as if stung from the triggering keys. Felix took 2 more steps and launched himself at the top of the wall. Too hard, he realized in the air. "Damn it!" he cursed as he glided ungracefully past his target and crashed onto the smooth, hard surface of the inner courtyard. 2 large warrior's hands hauled him roughly to his feet. Dominguez.
"You in a hurry?" asked the sergeant dryly.
Felix laughed shortly.
"You still here?"
Dominguez shrugged.
"It's a living."
"Fire!"
blared out on command frequency.
"Fire all cannon!"
They looked at one another, then bounced back up onto the wall. Most everyone else was already there. Felix had to wedge himself in between warriors to see. He almost wished, a few seconds later, that he hadn't. He had seen slaughters before, primarily at the knuckle, but often since. Nothing had prepared him for this sight. The cannon were cutting the ants in half, from one end of the killing area to the next. Ants were being literally cut in two by the huge beams of coherent light. It happened too quickly for them to hide, even if such would occur to them. It happened too quickly for them to regroup or dodge and dart or ultimately threaten the fort in any way. The 3 cannon on the forward wall arced back and forth against the front ranks of the teeming horde with breathtaking efficiency. Piles of dead and twitching ants began to grow, to jam up the ones racing up from the rear. Because of the blockage in front, the gunners began directing their fire farther back into the ranks. Secondary piles began to form. Thousands of ants, enough to cover the entire killing area, the entire runway of it, had stormed over the ridge towards them. 2,000 or 3,000 at least, Felix estimated, perhaps as many as 5. In a very few moments, all were dead. All. They never had a chance.